Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Of IMAC, your host, McCorley Matthew. That's me, of course. And my co-host, as usual, on the other line, William Woolly Boy Ramo. What's going on, man?
What up?
McCauley, and what's up, people out there? The iMackers out there. What's up, everybody?
What's up, Mac Attack? Mac Attackers out there? Yeah, I'm gonna admit it, man. I gotta admit, I'm freaking tired right now. Just came back from a co-worker's backyard barbecue. And let's just say I was disappointed. The roster was not good. The burgers were better than the girls there, man. Seriously. I mean, if you have a backyard barbecue, at least have some good-looking girls there, man. Jesus Christ.
Was it worth the trip?
Nope. And, you know, the worst thing about it was in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing against New Jersey, but, I mean, it's not my favorite state. But, overall, it wasn't a bad barbecue. The food was good. You know, people, good to talk to. You know, some of the people I don't know, like, they're friends of my coworkers, so. But they were interesting to talk to, and, it was okay. It wasn't a bad barbecue.
Glad you had a good time.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad time. It was an okay time, considering it was in New Jersey, but, you know. Just a little tired right now, but, hey, got to do the show, you know. That's what I get paid for.
Actually, we don't get paid for this.
Yeah, I forget. I don't get paid to do this, right? I do this for free.
It makes you feel better. I don't either.
Yeah. Hey. That's funny. So, yeah.
Huh? That's it. You bring your A game.
Yeah. I guess the big news that happened this week was the Osama bin Laden.
Yep, story.
Yep. Finally got that dude. It took us, 10 years?
Yeah. Pretty much.
10 years, we finally got that terrorist, man. But I want to know what took us so long to get him. I mean, there were like other times where we were close to getting him, but we let him go. And we were this close to getting him, but I heard like last year that they found out that he was hiding in that compound with those other terrorists. Al-Qaeda guys in that compound, and they didn't have any internet service or any cell phone service in that area, you know, to prevent, you know, prevent any wiretapping into their phones or internet service. So they were smart. And they were living in that area for a while, and I suppose Pakistani government knew about this, and, you know, it's a good thing we didn't let Pakistani government, it's a good thing we didn't let them know that we were going to fly over, you know, into that territory to kill Osama, because they would have tipped off Osama bin Laden, and you probably
possibly,
yeah, we could have lost him.
Because, his place is, like, literally right near them.
yeah, exactly. And, you know, the Pakistani government, we should, like, withhold funds from them, because they've been keeping, they knew, come on, you can't tell me that they didn't know Osama bin Laden was living there. You'd have to be really stupid not know that a terrorist, that's the number, he was the number one target, right? The number one,
yep.
Most wanted person on our list,
yep.
On US FBI list.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't tell me that they didn't know that he was hiding there. I'm telling you.
In a mansion. But when you look at the outside of it, it don't really look.
It looks like a house, kind of.
It's like a house you see in a GTA game.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
San Andreas or something. I don't know.
But no, that's a compound, man. It's like a mansion almost.
Oh, you know what it looked like? It looked like that place where I think where you fought Big Smoke.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it kind of looked like.
Yeah, you're right. But, yeah, man, so
So it was last year that they found out about this, and they finally came out with a plan this year to freaking go in there, send Navy SEALs. I think it was like, what's that, six, Team
yeah,
Six or something?
Navy SEAL Six.
Navy SEAL Six?
Yep. And
like
they,
a special operation group that are trained.
And apparently, if you ask, you know, the Navy about them, they say they don't exist.
Yeah.
It's like they're the A-team or something.
Yeah, exactly. And these guys are trained to kill, man. They're like, they go to strict, they go to, like, really intense training.
Yeah, and even their dog is like a robo dog. The dog has titanium teeth.
So they went in there, they came in helicopters, freaking broke into that compound, killed whoever stood in their way. I heard there was a firefight, so I guess some of those Al-Qaeda dudes were firing back at them, but they stood no chance, so. And then they got upstairs, they saw Osama bin Laden with one of his wives, and she tried to get in the way, and she got killed, which is unfortunate, but too bad.
I didn't hear she got killed. I heard she got wounded.
Oh, she did? I heard that she got killed.
I don't know if she died. From what I heard, it sounded like she got wounded, but maybe she died of the wound. Who knows? Maybe you could be right.
Maybe she did get wounded. I don't know, but
I heard she did
shot.
Get wounded. But she could have, like you said, maybe she died of the wounds.
Well, she got shot nevertheless, you know.
Yeah.
But Osama bin Laden, you know, he tried to resist and he shot the shit at him.
Yep, pretty much.
Shot the shit at him. I heard he got shot more than Tupac and me. That's what I heard.
Oh, man,
I mean, I'm not trying to meet me here, but that's what I heard. But, yeah, they don't want to review. I mean, I don't know why they don't want to show the pictures. Is it too graphic to show?
Yeah, apparently so. I mean, the guy got shot in the eye or near the eye or whatever.
And show that shit. All they show you is, like, blood, how messy the room was, all the blood, all the splatter and stuff. I want to see the graphic pictures of him, you know, the bullet wounds in his face or his body. Just to prove that he's dead, you know? I want to see it. And, like, after the shooting, and when he was killed after that, they had to, like, confirm that was really him by getting his, identifying his DNA. And, they had to, measure him. And, you know, all sorts of stuff to just confirm that it was really him. You know? And when it was really him, you know, and they told the White House that, and then Obama came on TV, had a press conference, and Obama was dead, Osama was dead, and, you know.
You're not the first person to mess up that.
Yeah, Obama sounds like Osama.
Yeah.
And it's known it happens to be Hussein. What a coincidence. But yeah, so when Obama came on TV and announced that Osama was dead, you know, everybody was happy. Some people even had a parade.
Yeah.
And I was excited, you know, like, you know, 10 years it finally took us, you know, I was excited, you know, because it's a justification for what happened on 9/11.
Yep. That won't hurt anybody no more.
Yep. And, you know, they buried people wondering why didn't bring his body to the U.S. Why did they have to throw his body in the Arabian Sea? Because, I mean, isn't that some kind of, like, Muslim ritual or something?
Probably.
I heard it was part of some Muslim ritual tradition or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know if it's true, but apparently they were saying, like, I heard that they did an Islamic, I don't know, prayer on it and something.
Yeah, that's what I heard also. Oh, well, his body's floating somewhere in that in the Arabian Sea. Hopefully sharks eat the body. But I don't think sharks eat carriers, so
probably.
So yeah, we finally got the dude. Now you know who else is on our list now? Kim Jong Il. North Korean president. That guy, we have to go after him next. Just like South Park says. So what are your feelings on it? What do you think of that, that we, you know, Osama bin Laden is finally dead?
Hey, we got him.
Care?
I don't care. I mean, he got what he deserves. He, you know, he terrorized a bunch of people. Thousands of lives, innocent lives, so.
Yeah,
he got what he deserved.
And not a lot of these fucking people talk with their conspiracy theories saying, oh, how we didn't. Some of you are saying, oh, Osama bin Laden has been dead for years. Or, you know, if Osama bin Laden is really dead, where's his body? Or why can't we show pictures of his body? Obama's only doing this to be reelected. You know, all these fucking conspiracy theories, man.
Who are going to believe whatever they're going to believe anyway?
People are full of shit. The people who want to make up shit, you know.
Yeah.
They don't have nothing to do with their lives. I wish death on them all.
I don't think you'd have to wish death on them. I mean, death is inevitable anyway.
Yeah, but trust me, I can make it happen. I have magic. With the, snap my fingers. Can make someone have a heart attack. Just these conspiracy theories, these conspiracy theorists, they should need to shut their damn mouths before I do Navy SEAL on them. I can freaking. Do a Navy SEAL on you. Yo, something crazy happened in my job. All this death talk on, what was it, Wednesday? Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday. There was near my job, right? This Korean kid, he was about 19 years old. He went on top of the roof. And the roof of my building, it's a big building. It's like it was the building next to us. The building next to us, which has like 20 something floors. Probably 30 floors. This Korean kid, age 19 years old, he went on top of the roof. And he jumped off from the top of the roof, landed on a city bus, and caused a dent in the city bus. And his body fell onto the pavement on the sidewalk. And he died. He committed suicide, you know, because I heard he was lovesick. He just, his girlfriend broke up with him, so that's why he decided to jump off the building. And I wasn't there to see it, but I heard that two of my coworkers, they heard it. They heard the bang when he landed on the city bus, and you know, they saw the body, and they called police, and that's when police came and ambulance came. And yeah, it was graphic. Good thing I wasn't there to see that. I mean, I've seen dead bodies. I went to a funeral once, and I saw one of my junior high school buddies. His body, in a coffin. But I've never actually seen someone, a dead body lying on a sidewalk like they did. Crazy, man.
No,
crazy. I mean, to do that over a damn girl, I mean, come on.
I mean, there's plenty of fishes in the sea, man. That's what happens when people have no hope.
Yeah.
And they feel like they have nothing to live for, and they just end their life.
I mean, he was 19 years old, too. I mean, come on. You have a whole life in front of you. I mean, and there's other, like you said, there's other fishes in the sea. I mean, there's other girls out there.
Yep.
I would never kill myself over a girl.
I wouldn't either.
Ever.
Logically speaking, I mean, no one should.
Yeah.
Kill themselves, period. I mean, let alone for somebody. I mean, what good is it going to do? He kills himself and the girl's going to still move on anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this ain't Romeo and Juliet, I mean.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel sorry for the guy. But,
yeah, my condolences go out to his family, you know. But,
yeah, definitely to his family, because that's really messed up.
You know what the fucked up thing about it is? Like, he tried to do it the day before, and police stopped him.
Oh, my God.
Like, why didn't he put him in a psychiatric hospital the first time he tried to do it?
Exactly.
That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Oh, man, think about the ways people die. People die in freak accidents, get electrocuted or run over by vans. Actually, have a TV show, right, on Spike TV. It's 1,000 ways you could die or something like that.
Right, right.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh.
They always show, weird ways people die, like, freaking... People, like, fixing toasters, and then, like, they get hit in the high with toasted bread and then die. Like, what the
yeah.
fuck?
Yeah, the craziest stuff.
What kind of
crazy
bullshit
stuff.
Is this?
Yeah, I've seen some of that show before.
And, like, nails going into people's eyes and killing them?
Crazy
or
stuff.
Like, do you actually believe that? Like, do people actually die that way, in crazy ways?
Apparently so. I mean, us human beings are, fragile beings. I mean, anything
stupid?
Can kill us.
Are we that dumb, though? Like,
unfortunately, some of us are. I mean, I don't mean to be mean or rude, but some people are stupid.
If freaking people, like, taking baths, listening to, like,
radio.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on. You see all the time in movies and stuff like that. Electricity and water don't mix.
Yeah.
That's
crazy,
textbook
crazy,
stuff
crazy.
Right there.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yep.
Anyways, on a lighter note, I went to see a movie that was released in early April called Insidious.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horror movie, about this haunted house and about this kid
mm-hmm.
who he has the ability to when he sleeps he has the ability to his spirit enters the parallel world and he. His body, his spiritual body is able to communicate with, like, ghosts and demons. And somehow, one day he falls in the attic, and nothing happens to him at first. But later on, the next day, he enters a coma, and he doesn't awake. And the parents find out that his spiritual body is stuck in the parallel world. The parallel spirit world. So they have to find a way to get his spiritual body out of that parallel world. So they get this spiritual psychic, and she's able to communicate with him and the other ghosts. And, during the whole movie, the ghosts and the demons, they're haunting, they're causing havoc in the house and causing great, they're really... They're fucking with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, the dad who has the ability also to go into the astral world, he's able to free the son and to get the son out of there. But at the end, we find out that the dad has been inhabited by a ghost, this lady ghost who used to horrify him when he was a little kid. But It's a real complex movie. You have to see it for yourself. I can't really explain it that well, but it's a scary movie. I went with two of my coworkers, and
one of them was scared as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she, every time, you know, something scary happened, she kept clutching my arm. She was scaring the shit out of me. But, you know, it was a good movie, you know. You have to see it for yourself to really understand what I'm talking about. If I spoiled it for anyone, oh well. Tough shit. Insidious, go see it.
Speaking of, I guess entertainment, you seen the last two episodes of South Park?
I have not.
So you
I have
you
not seen any of South Park yet.
What?
Nope, I have not seen any of it.
You were saying, last week you were saying you were going to watch it.
Yeah, but I think I turned the channel and I watched something else. I forgot about it. I forgot about all about it. And, like, this Wednesday what happened was I put it on, right, at 10 o'clock to watch it. Then I fell asleep while, like, it was the Comedy Awards episode, right?
Yeah.
And I fell asleep right when they were getting the awards. Man.
You fell asleep in the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. I fell asleep right at the beginning. Man, fuck. I'll find a way to watch both episodes. I think, don't they give an episode tonight? Or tomorrow night?
Most likely tomorrow.
I'll see it. And what was the other one? The other one was the human iPad, wasn't it?
Yeah, the human centipad.
I'll see an episode. If I don't get to see him, like, tomorrow, I can go online and watch it.
Yep.
Come on. I can't miss an episode. I got to see that shit.
Yep.
And Osama Bin Laden is dead now, so you know they're going to have an episode where they mentioned that Osama Bin Laden is dead. Well, actually, they killed Osama like three times already in South Park, right?
Twice. In 01, last year, that Jersey Shore
episode. The way they did it in the Jersey Shore episode, that was funny.
Yeah, and it was kind of pathetic, too.
Yeah, they tricked him.
Yeah, and they said the same exact thing.
Yeah,
they said in real life, too.
Well, actually, we have to thank Stan's dad, wasn't it?
This is part of the organization.
All right. Well, you have anything else to say, Will?
No, not really. You know, just check out my show tomorrow, folks.
All right.
6 or 11.
All right. Well, I guess I'll see you, motherfuckers, next week. On iMac. Tie that shit right now. See you guys next week.